team of American technicians is on its way to the southern Chinese island of Hainan to inspect a damaged Navy surveillance plane in preparation for its return. Vice President Dick Cheney called China's decision to allow inspection of the plane an encouraging sign in strained U.S.-Chinese relations. The plane was damaged in a collision with a Chinese fighter on April 1st. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Five experts from the plane's manufacturer, Lockheed Martin, met with members of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Command in Hawaii before starting on the 14-hour flight to China on a chartered commercial plane. After landing on China's southernmost province, Hainan Island, they'll head for the Lingshui Military Airfield, where they will examine the plane for about 2 days before returning to Hawaii to be debriefed. Depending on the technician's assessment, another team may then be sent to repair the aircraft or disassemble it and ship it out. 1 month ago today, the EP-3 collided with a Chinese fighter jet over the South China Sea, shearing off the EP-3's navigation systems in the nose cone and damaging the plane's fuselage, ailerons, and two propellers before making an emergency landing at Lingshui Airfield. Washington has said that it may consider paying China for the cost of returning the plane, although it insists any other compensation is out of the question. Although the crew destroyed much of the plane's top-secret electronic equipment, U.S. officials believe that over the past month, China's military has closely inspected the plane and its intelligence-gathering capabilities. China's foreign ministry telephoned Beijing-based foreign media to tell them that they would not be allowed to travel to Hainan to report on the team's investigation. While foreign journalists usually need official permission to travel to the provinces, they were not required to apply to report from Hainan Island during the 11-day detention of the EP-3's 24 crew members. A diplomatic transition is underway in Beijing. Ambassador Joseph Prier is left and, pending Senate confirmation, will be replaced by Clark Rant Jr., a Hong Kong-based lawyer with the New York law firm of Shearman & Sterling. Rant was President Bush's fraternity brother at Yale University. Unlike Prier, who had no previous experience in China, Rant speaks Mandarin and served as a commercial attaché in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing from 1982 to 1984. The Chinese government has not commented on when it might allow the plane to be removed from Hainan Island or why it decided to allow the inspection. Official media reported the decision was made after China completed its investigation into the plane and the crash and reviewed relevant international precedents. China's leaders and military have held official functions to commemorate Wang Wei, the Chinese pilot killed in the collision. But state-run media and ordinary citizens continue to pay tribute to Wang, who some see as a national hero who sacrificed his life to defend his country. Official media printed love letters sent to Wang by his wife, along with the couple's wedding photo. They also reported that Wang's hometown has commissioned a 30-foot-high marble statue of Wang, standing in his flight helmet under a Chinese flag. And in recent days, cyber hackers have honored Wang as they attacked U.S. websites. Official homepages of the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services, the Surgeon General, and others were defaced by hackers. Some left eulogies and pictures of Wang. For NPR News, this is Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.